Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, big new beauty trend about super gluing your lip. Now, this is just weird and bizarre in every way. It's a beauty hack, Tony.
Oh, beauty hack. Let me have it.
Yeah, it's all over the social medias, and it's a way to temporarily plump your lips.
I've been looking for more plumpier lips.
I know you have. You've been asking me about your thin lips.
All right, what do I do?
Super glue. Use super glue, Tony. Here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take super glue and put a line under your nose. Of super glue, right on your face. And then you push your lip up and you stick it to the super glue that's under your nose. And then they say that makes it look like you've got fuller lips. But it looks like you got a fish hook in your mouth.
You look more like...
It's an invisible fish hook, but it's what it looks like.
Yeah, like the fish, when you clap your hands, it sings to you.
That's what it looks like.
Billy Mouth Bass.
Yeah, I mean, it don't look... Yeah, sure, yeah, your lip looks full, but stupid. So...
I used to put Pringles tater chips in my mouth and try to talk like a duck. I think that's cooler than this.
But you didn't super glue them onto your lips.
That'd be ridiculous.
I mean, because, I mean, super glue and human orifices. I mean,
what could go wrong?
It's a big shocker.
What?
There are such things as fake psychics.
Get out of here.
Yeah, one got in trouble in Florida. A Florida woman claims she is a gypsy psychic healer.
Yeah, right.
Because those exist.
They're everywhere down there.
Yeah. She was sentenced to federal prison because they say she swindled a woman out of more than $1.6 million to lift a curse.
Wow, $1.6 million.
Her name is Sherry Uwanaich.
That was one heck of a curse.
Yeah, 29. She worked as a low-income fortune-telling. She worked at low-income fortune-telling locations. What does that mean? We know you can't afford to get your fortune.
So we're going to start some lower-income fortune-telling.
This is the Dollar General fortune.
Yeah, franchise.
Your Clover Valley fortune is. Anyway, at age 17, she met this victim, a medical student from Brazil. She just lost her mom. And this gypsy psychic healer, discount value psychic healer, claimed a curse had been placed on the victim's family. So she would ask for a few $100 to cover candles, crystals, and, you know, spiritual work.
Of course, you got to have those things when you're doing
When you're removing curses, you got to have candles and crystals. I mean, everybody knows that.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Eventually, the victim started paying her with student loans as well as cash she earned as a stripper.
Hey!
Gift cards, clothing, leased automobiles, money she borrowed from friends. She later handed over hundreds of thousands of dollars from an inheritance after her father passed.
Golly.
All to get rid of this curse.
That's one heck of a curse.
Well, eventually she came clean and said, and then she went to police, and then they were like, you're a fraudulent psychic. Because I guess there's real ones. And 40 months in prison plus 3 years supervised release is what she's going to get.
Well, she stunk at being a psychic, or she'd have saw that coming.
Well, she got charged with being a fraudulent one.
Oh.
What a way to make money, though.
No kidding,
right? Hey, Tony, let me get rid of that curse.
Please.
Sometimes I think things, and they're ridiculous.
Unique.
If you ever see me out, and I've got a blank look on my face, staring off into space, you may think, look at him.
Poor guy.
He ain't thinking about nothing.
Where's his head at?
Man, what in the world's he doing? Here's what I'm doing. I'm thinking extremely strange things, and I've started writing them down so I could tell y'all.
I'm glad you do. I think all men do this.
Here's just some from the other day.
All right, what?
An electric eel is literally a fish with a superpower.
It is.
Think about it.
Wow.
And there's a sad irony to publishing a book about saving trees.
Look at that. Yeah, you just killed all them trees to make
a book. It doesn't make sense. Why is hey man an acceptable greeting when "Hey, woman" is the beginning of a fight.
Wow, a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
During an eye exam, the correct answers are literally on the wall in front of you. It's not an exam.
How do you miss them? Right there.
Just right there. It's not an exam at all. Dogs must think their turds are very valuable because they see us constantly collecting them. You got to know that.
What are they putting my droppings in that bag for?
Here's another one, man.
I'm going to make him another one.
No wonder he feeds me so good. I'm leaving these value turds out here for him.
Wow.
And last but not least, you're the only person on earth who physically can't lick your own elbow. Now you're like everybody else who tried.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying. I can't.
You can't do it. It's impossible.
Cool. Not cool.
That's it. That's all I got
but
for you.
But it is
today.
Cool.
Had a new film strip this morning about the history of the Upper Cumberland.
Learn with us.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history of our road system at Highway 111, which, ironically, got its name from right here. Long ago, three settlers were coming through this area when the need to pee-pee came over them. They stopped and relieved themselves at what's now Averitt Express. Before they mounted their horses and rode off, they asked each other if they had to do number one or number two. The first man said, "I had to number one." The second man said, "He also went number one." The third man said, "How ironic, I as well went number one." "Hey guys, let's write three number ones on this sign. That way we don't mix this road up with that road we named 222. They agreed to name this state route Highway 111. The men went on their way and the rest is just history. The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Here's today's word of the day.
He's getting smarter and smarter.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Okie dokie smoky pokey. Okie dokie smoky pokey is someone who says yes. It's okay to stick me with your lit cigarette. Okie dokie smoky pokey.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And Tony decided it'd be a good idea to mention how big a woman's rear end is in today's best country lyric never written.
But it's about love, though.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I don't mind your unibrow, or that your rear end's as big as a dairy cow. I still love you.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. You know, there's all kinds of ways, new forms of communication we have now. It's nice to know some of the old ones still work. There's a guy in California, his name is Curtis Whitson, and he went on a multi-day camping trip with his girlfriend and 13-year-old son, and they hiked across a river, then couldn't get back.
Ruh-roh.
The water rose faster than they expected, so they had no way out, and there was no cell service where they were, so they had to resort to putting a message in a bottle and sending it over a waterfall and hope somebody would find it.
No way.
They took a green water ball and a water bottle and scratched the word help on it. Then they put a note inside of it that says, "We're stuck. We're at the waterfall. Get help, please." Well, two hikers found the bottle about a quarter mile downstream and called for help. Then a rescue helicopter spotted them around midnight.
Yeah, put a message in a bottle.
Yeah, that's
worked.
What they did. Nobody was hurt. They're all fine. Curtis's son, Hunter, says he couldn't believe the message in a bottle idea actually worked.
Me either.
I can't believe it actually worked either, because it never worked for Gilligan.
No, look how long they were stuck on that island.
That's a really cool story to them for thinking the two hikers that found it and then the rescue crew that went and got them. Y'all are real good. Okay, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all for listening. Be sure to subscribe and share if you wouldn't mind. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been in case you missed it.